Water is flowing naturally in Sackett Brook for the first time in more than 80 years. In October, a dam and a bridge were removed from the 8.5-mile stream. Tom Lotzenheiser, a scientist with Mass Audubon, oversaw the four-year project.
The dam was serving no practical purpose any longer, and generally speaking, dams are liabilities in that as they get older, unless you maintain them, they're eventually going to fail. And it's easier to have a controlled failure, essentially by removing it, than it is to just let it, you know, fall apart on its own time. That can be a hazard.
The Gravesley Dam spans 60 feet across the brook, creating a recreational and fishing pond dating back to the 1930s. Lotzenheiser says the dam was located at a boundary of the Housatonic River floodplain, altering the natural flow of the stream.
The river is going to behave differently above that point than below it, naturally. So in a sense, we're restoring kind of two systems by pulling out the dam. The more cobble-bottomed, rapidly flowing cold water system and the more slow-flowing floodplain.
Part of the funding for the $400,000 project was provided by the city-owned Pittsfield Municipal Airport. An airport safety expansion project completed in the fall eliminated a portion of Wild Acres Brook, a cold water fishery. Mark Germanowski is the airport's manager.
We had no other stream system on the airport property to mitigate. So we had to look off-site for other mitigation potential, and this was the site that was selected by DEP for us to use as mitigation to that impact.
Lotzenheiser says the dam and the bridge were causing erosion, known as scours, along the banks and within the river channel itself. He says the brook and its surrounding area will be monitored over the next decade to see exactly what it does.
It's really fascinating to see, you know, the snow falls, the ice forms, and then the river is just bouncing up and down all through those months. And you can see in like one storm event, it's like 5 inches of gravel is deposited on that bar. It grows out, the river kicks over one way, kicks over the other. It's really amazing to see. It's almost like a living creature itself.
The brook is located within 260 acres of the Canoe Meadows Wildlife Sanctuary. Sanctuary Director Renee Laubach says the dam and bridge removal are part of an ongoing effort to return the wetland area to its natural state after Mass Audubon acquired the site in 1975 with six buildings and plenty of fencing.
One of the boundaries is the Housatonic River, which this is a tributary of and flows into the Housatonic a short distance downstream here. So that creates a great wildlife corridor for birds moving up and down during migration and so on.
About 300 trees and other vegetation were planted along the banks of the brook and abutting fields to provide shade for cold water aquatic animals and secure the soil. Lotzenheiser says Mass Audubon is considering placing a pedestrian bridge over the brook, but for now the only dams that would pop up would be built by beavers.
This is really, I think, an ecological and restoration success story.
And while these are the sounds you'll most likely hear in the sanctuary, the removal of the dam is giving local school kids the chance to enjoy the stream and its creatures, even if they can't remember what those animals are called.
What are we going to be finding
put
in the vernal pool?
Does
anybody remember?
Eggs
or tadpoles or larvae, salamander larvae as well. Okay.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.